Voice Coaches Radio, everything voiceover.
Well, hey there, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Voice Coaches Radio. If you are finding this on release day, then I do want to wish you, a belated, because, you know, yesterday was May 2nd. It's National Skilled Trades Day, and that is exactly what voiceover is. I can't tell you how many people think that they, like, anybody can do that. That's an easy job. And then, like, they go to try it, and they're like, man, I sound like garbage. And it's like, yeah, because there's some skill involved there, brother. You got to go ahead and get some education, some practice under your belt, and you got to learn, and you got to do, and you got to grow. And, if you're somebody that's been growing in this field, you're somebody that's, you know, a seasoned pro, just saying, hey, here on a Friday, crack a cold one and celebrate National Skilled Trades Day, because you're doing a great job. This is one of those things, like when I started, I already know. Like, I knew this was going to be a little bit of a challenge for me. And that was just because of the kind of person I was. But I already knew, like, underneath, like, I got everything I need. I just need to, like, push myself. And, you know, here we are all these years later. But it is. It's a skilled trade for sure. And one of the biggest things that I find for people is that they are mind blown when we start talking about where work is found. It's not even where work is found necessarily. It's the type of work that is out there that is considered voiceover. You know, many, many people think it's just reading a book. And, you know, that itself is mind blowing to me. But, you know, there's a lot of different layers here. And, one of the biggest things I think is just understanding what kind of work is available in order to know what you should be kind of seeking out, right? So I wanted to kind of run through the list that I've put together, you know, because I did do a Google search and, like, you know, some of them were coming up with some kind of basic, you know, we'll say headings of work. You know, yeah, okay, narration, sure. Yeah, no, you're right, that's a type of work. That's a type of voiceover. What is narration? You know, what is considered narration? You know, there's a lot of stuff underneath that umbrella. So, you know, just thinking about it, I wanted to go through as many of these as I could think of. So maybe it kind of piques your interest and is a little bit of a light bulb moment of, oh, hey, wait, I would love to do that. I never thought about that. I wonder how I could go ahead and, you know, get some of that work. So, I mean, first and foremost, I think, you know, everybody is aware of audiobooks and kids' books. You know, they are two separate animals for sure. One is way more over the top and energetic than the other. But these are two types of work right out there that are rather easy to go ahead and, I think, navigate depending on how you're searching for opportunity. So audiobooks and kids' books, right? When it comes to longer form reads, what about documentaries? And it's not just historical stuff. I mean, you've got, you know, not just like events, it's the creation of things. You know, it's the behind the scenes of things. It's maybe biographical stuff as well. And that could be for a historical figure. That could be for somebody that's a little bit more fun and, you know, somebody that's on the entertainment side of things. But that is a whole other sector. And I think, you know, when I say, you know, longer form, like historical, like, you know, when you're doing informative reads, I mean, there is even a whole bunch of stuff that you can find underneath that umbrella. So that's just one thing to think of. A lot of people will always think of commercials, right? Because, I mean, I think when it's like audiobooks and commercials are the two things that people think about the most when they start thinking about voiceover. And there's a lot of different places that commercials are heard, especially these days with technology. It's like maybe it's a little piece before a YouTube video. I've had plenty of commercials that have had me on them without me even realizing it, that I was on, you know, before a YouTube video, because I thought maybe it was just going to be used on the radio, but there it was used there too. So, you know, that's just something to think about. How about the how-to videos, training videos? You know, you've got plenty of things all over the internet on how to whatever. You could put one of these together yourself. Maybe that's the first job that you have. You know, it seems like you've been hired out for something. In reality, you just put it together yourself. But that's a great little opportunity, because I mean, we're always trying to do do-it-yourself fixes, and those videos are so important to so many. So how-to videos. Now, training videos in themselves for companies, that's like every company on the planet is going to need something like that. Whether it's a fast food restaurant, it's the, you know, chemical plant down the street, it's Walmart, it's the mom and pop shop that they need to make sure their employees are properly trained. So look at all the opportunity that could be right there. How about, you know, I was kind of hitting on YouTube, but like website related pieces for businesses. Almost every single business has a website. Chances are there's going to be something right there on their site that is going to need a, or require a voice. So that's another opportunity. To go along with that, it might be in-store stuff because they might want to keep that voice the same, whether it's something for their website, something for their commercial, something for in-store, and look at all that work that you could do. I mean, that's a pretty cool opportunity right there. It's like, you know, you walk in and maybe you're looking at a display and boom, there's your voice. Maybe you're also the voicemail, right? A lot of us overlook that because I think we'll, you know, call our doctor and it's usually just one of the, you know, women that take the appointments and they don't want to do that. They don't want to record themselves, but, you know, they're on the voicemail. But for so many businesses, that voice is the very first thing that you hear and it's got to be something that's welcoming, you know, something that is bright and you know, it could be, you know, brand forming. So that's why it could be the same person utilized over the course of all the voiceover they do for that business. Something that's very overlooked is children's toys and video games. You know, that is an amazing outlet for those who want to do more maybe character-based stuff, so stuff that requires higher energy, stuff that is a little outside the box. It's more character-driven, so you get to go ahead and you get to become something else. How about travel pieces? You know, we just kind of hear those and watch those, and we just think nothing of it, I think. But, you know, in this case, that's a voiceover as well, and you get to be very descriptive, and you get to talk about all these amazing places. And that is just another, you know, field or portion of this field to dive into. The virtual assistant or the GPS. You know, we all have Siri, right? Good old Alexa or whoever else. But, you know, there are plenty of different apps that utilize many different voices in GPS and virtual assistant. So that is another avenue to start diving into. We're in a very heavy political year. It's a great opportunity to get on some campaigns. Maybe you want to have a more political corporate sort of vibe to you. Maybe your voice is something that is a little bit more serious. It's a great opportunity. I'm not saying that you're going to be the voice of Trump or Biden, but you might be something that's a little bit more localized for yourself. How about any trailers, whether it's for a TV show or for a movie or even just, you know, an upcoming series that's going to be streaming somewhere? Like, that is another thing to be checking out as well, because various voices are used for that these days. It's not just that big, like, next summer. Like, it's not just stuff like that anymore. You know, it really requires just about anybody. Transportation. Buses, the different railway systems and the subway systems and, you know, airports. I mean, this is a whole new side of things. And if your voice is something that is, you know, welcoming and friendly and, you know, clear and concise, like that could be a really good avenue to go ahead and start delving into. Maybe you've got a little bit more of a soft-spoken, you know, warm kind of tone to you. Have you ever thought about like meditation or something a little bit more spiritual, maybe something that's more religious? You know, there's so many different facets where that can come into play. And whether it's, you know, somebody's YouTube channel or podcast or whatever, you know, that could be, you know, right up your alley. Amusement parks can go along with transportation that I was mentioning a moment ago. You know, they always have different things that are happening at these kind of, you know, venues, whether it's a, you know, amusement park or a concert venue or a theater. You know, those announcements can be, you know, a great avenue to start, you know, discovering. You know, one that I never really thought of, because I would just assume, they must just be using regular old actors, right? But no, I mean, it is voice acting that's involved with the overdub for foreign language. How many times have you hopped on to Netflix to watch something and you're like, oh man, this is something that's in a different language? Like, recently I watched one and I'm like, wow, that was really well done. Sometimes they pick the wrong voice. Sometimes they pick the right voice, and maybe that right voice is you. So what would you add to this list? That's what I'm curious. Did I leave something out? Usually, like I said, they give you these broad, like, titles of the type of work, and then you got to figure out the rest. But I think I just dove into quite a bit of different ideas. Maybe this is sparking some things, some motivation for you to start navigating a little bit differently to find some of this stuff. But hey, let me know, Marissa@voicecoaches.com. If there's something you would add to the list, I'd love to hear it. Maybe this sparks some motivation. Like I said, I'd love to hear that too. Again, Marissa@voicecoaches.com. And good luck on the hunt, and keep up the hard work and the hustle, all right? We've got more new episodes coming at you next week right here on Voice Coaches Radio.
Visit voicecoaches.com for more voiceover news and information.